Walking around these walls, I thought by now they'd fall, but you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet. I know the night won't last, your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I've seen you move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I see you do it again. Oh. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me yet.
Karen.
Jonathan.
This is Wednesday, you know, and normally this would be Wednesday live at 11 o'clock. And we do have some guests that are with us this morning, and we are going to be chatting with them a bit. But this is Prayer and Share Week. And so Prayer and Share Week, is when we are here to raise the resources for this ministry to happen. And it takes every one of us working together. It takes a team. And, you know, listener supported. That means exactly what it says. It means that you who are being blessed by this ministry, we look to the Lord first, and then the Lord uses us. And together we become a team that carry the gospel. And WCNO has been doing this for quite a while, a little more than 30 years. And so I'm sort of a latecomer joining in with others. But so glad you're here. Some of you will tell us that you've been listening to WCNO for most of those 30 years, and that's quite a blessing to have some long-time listeners. We have some prayer warriors out there I know today that are praying and believing God with us, that God is just going to provide in a wonderful and speedy way, and I know the Lord is going to do that. I do need to make mention of the fact that this hour, in part, is sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. They, as a board, voted to support WCNO and this hour in particular. And we have a lot of different guests that come in on Wednesday Morning Live. And so this has been a great blessing for us to now have a sponsor for this hour. And we want to thank the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance for that. And we also want to mention that the next event that is coming up that the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is sponsoring is going to be the National Day of Prayer for the region. It's not just a local event, but it's for the region. It's for the Treasure Coast. This will take place at the Mid-Florida Event Center in Port St. Lucie, address 9221 Civic Center Place. Now, this is not the first year that we have seen the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance sponsor the National Day of Prayer here on the Treasure Coast. And in the past, actually, the outdoor stage has been used. And that worked fairly well one year. And then the next year, we had thunderbusters. I mean, it was unbelievable how much rain we had. And so this year, just so you can put it into your plans, because we want you to put it on your calendar, we will be indoors. And of course, if you want to have some space between you and your neighbor, we're going to have a good number of chairs set up. I don't know how many people will come. We have, you know, we could have 500, we could have 1,000, you know, or more people come for this prayer event. And so, you know, there's plenty of space there. It's a large ballroom, and there will be a lot of worship, and this is about leaders coming together to seek the heart of God for our nation. So please put that on your calendar, May the 6th, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m., 2 hours of prayer coming up for the National Day of Prayer. And again, this hour in part is sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. So we thank all of them for their support. I want to, first of all, acknowledge a donation that came in because we didn't get to do that earlier. And Karen, I believe this is one that you received because you have extra little notes there.
Actually, this was Sherry took this one.
Oh, I thought it was you. Sorry. So sorry.
But she was telling me about it.
Oh, okay. So you know how to pronounce the name properly.
I believe she said it's Janet.
That is exactly the way. And how much money is it?
She's making a pledge of $32.
$32, and that $32 is going to be matching funds. And that is because earlier we had just completed a $240 gift, matching funds gift, that had come from a teacher, if you remember. Mm-hmm. We spent some time talking about teachers, and then we had a parent call in and wanted us to pray for parents. And we did that as well, and that was great. And so we finished off that matching funds. Actually, we've had, I think, maybe two or three this morning. And I still have right here on my little control board two $100 bills that Steve Muschlitz brought in last night after he'd already brought a check in. He said, God has touched my heart. I'm going to dig into my own pocket, and I'm going to give $200 more because I am so blessed by WCNO, the ministry that you do. And so we started this morning with this as matching funds and just challenging other people to come alongside of Steve, because I said, Steve, listen, you are always giving out of your heart. He's just a giving guy. He's always giving. Mm. And I said, Steve, you're always giving. I believe that God is going to multiply your gift more than just one time. That would be like 100%. I believe it's going to be many-fold, maybe like the 30-fold, the 60-fold, the 100-fold. So I don't know what all God's going to do, but we have had a number of people stepping up saying, I'm gonna add some more seed to Steve's seed. And of course, mm-hmm. we have other matching funds, so it's getting matched up anyway. But the point is that when we do anything for God, it's impossible to know the potential impact of that endeavor, because the mm-hmm. kingdom of God is so huge and God is so awesome, and God can take any aspect of our giftings and utilize it for His glory. And it's truly tremendous. And so we have today two different partnerships that we are spotlighting. One is Taken TV. And right here in the studio, we have two principals, primary principals. We have Barry and his wife, Laura. We welcome you to WCNO this morning.
Thank you.
And we are glad you're here.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
She has a nice voice for that, doesn't she? That's nice.
We're making a collection of people who have great voices.
Yeah.
We might be coming back to you and ask you to do some spots.
Spots, there we go.
Just throwing that out.
There we go. And if you have not heard of Taken TV yet, today is your day. But before we go further, let me say this. All of our partnerships are to lift up Jesus. And so Taken TV is a partner with us. We are a partner with them. We're together working to lift up Christ. And there's another partnership we're going to be talking about later today, and it's Women's Refuge out of Fort Pierce. And the Women's Refuge has now been a partner with us for a few months, and we're looking forward to having some communication with their leadership team later today. Now, because of our partnership with these two organizations, we have 4,000, well, I better get the number right. We started out with $4,680 that is available in matching funds. Of that, $32 was just received, as we made mention of that donation from Jeanette, and we thank her for her donation. So right now we have $4,648 available in matching funds. That's $4,648. And so we're looking to see how God's going to match that up. And that's going to be a huge blessing for our fundraising today. As you know, we have a $200,000 budget that we're looking to raise that will provide our operational expenses for the next 6 months. All right, so here we are. We have Taken TV with us this morning, and we are going to jump right into this. If you have not heard of Taken TV, and you are illiterate, it's time for you to find out what Taken TV is all about. Barry, tell us what Taken TV is.
Well, Taken TV is an awesome streaming network that that God gave me a vision for back last year in May, and we went on air basically in July of last year, and we've been streaming some great Christian programming, teachings. We have some documentaries that are incredible. We have now we have some comedy shows that are awesome to look at, and I think you will enjoy some, you know, reminiscing back in the years, and even for the younger folks that have never seen people like Abbott and Costello, Three Stooges, I think they would enjoy actually seeing that. So that's a new addition to our channel. But of course, our primary focus is on Christian-oriented material. We have shows like The Christian View, which is filmed out of Atlanta, which is basically a Christian version of The View, and it's just incredible. They discuss just topics that any range of topics that you know, matter to us in life today. So that's a great show to watch. We have another show, Victory Road by Lee Benton, which is, she interviews some incredible Christian actors and people that are doing different things in ministry. She's out of California, so she's okay. Right in the right spot for that. But we have some great programming.
That is excellent. And we're going to want to know exactly how to find you. We're going to want to know phone numbers. Someone today that's listening may want to say, how can I support what you're doing? Because all of us know that we have an overload of secular media. And what we do not have is an adequate representation within the body of Christ. Many times the gospel seems to be pushed aside or hidden somewhere rather than taking front and center. And even those of us who are in Christ, to be fed, to be edified, built up, and to grow in our faith and to connect with the rest of the body of Christ, media is so important today. And so what you're doing is absolutely fantastic. And we're going to talk some more about that. And since you all are husband and wife, you know, I don't know if we have 20 children or 12 or 2 or any, but we're going to get acquainted with you a little better today. And we're if you have a few minutes, you can hang out with us here, and you'll find out how blessed I am to have this team.
Praise God.
All right. Karen, give the phone numbers out for people to call us and let us know if you have a prayer request, praise report, or something like that, or a donation.
That's right. You can call us at 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990.
And every gift you give will be matched up right up to $4,648. Maybe you have a $48 gift that you'd like to give. It's a little uneven there. Karen likes to see even numbers. if God has blessed you and you have, if you are able to give a king's gift today, kings or, a priest gift, God has blessed you. Maybe you lead a ministry and you'd like to sow some good seed into good soil. This would be a great place for you to sow today. And of course, you'd be coming alongside of other ministries that are seeking to lift up Jesus Christ as well. And so whatever gift you might want to give, give us a call. Let us know what the Lord is saying to you. I know we have a lot of people listening this morning, and we're so glad that you are with us. We're going to go to a song at this time, then we'll be right back.
My life is through. I'm
And we have with us this morning during our normal Wednesday Live, though this is Prayer and Share Hour, we have Barry and his wife Laura that are with us. And finding out in that little bit of a break that we have some grandchildren to talk about. And where are they? They're not in town here.
Atlanta area.
Wow. And if you could see this baby, I'll tell you what, that little guy's worth bragging about. That's
really cute.
Yeah, that's adorable. So, again, we're talking about taking TV. And what did God say to you? How did, what birthed this vision? How did you come about looking at this as something that could bring to the body of Christ something that's lacking?
Well, it was in the middle of the night, about 4 o'clock in the morning, God woke me up with, it was first a dream, and then it was like a vision or something, and next thing you know, I'm down in the living room, out on the couch with my notepad, just supernaturally taking notes and writing down program ideas, and then the acronym came out, the name, and then the name matched the acronym, and it was just, wow, God, you know, so it was just, it just happened so supernaturally, and then, you know, just a month or so later, we were on the air, and it's been pretty amazing.
And Laura, what do you do as a part of the ministry?
Well, I'm actually the secretary.
The secretary, okay.
I keep everything straight and keep
Barry, that's awesome.
Keep Barry straight.
That is awesome.
That's a big job.
Now, I hope my wife is listening. If she's listening, normally I get her called during the morning. Today, we've just gone from one thing to another thing, but the Father knows it's true. The Holy Spirit and my wife, you know, without them, I would be a total disaster, you know, really. And so I thank God I have a very capable lady who is a detailed person. And that means that that she can straighten me out, but I can make her crazy, you know. And that's part of my gift, you know. It's just...
Well, you know, it's iron sharpens iron.
Oh, that's
you
it. Know, you iron, yeah, iron sharpens iron. Yeah,
yes.
It's... sometimes it's
keeping
it's,
her sharp.
Yeah. Well, I certainly give her plenty of opportunity to be busy. That's for sure. No question about that. So together, you're talking about a year, almost a year
since the vision. Yes.
Yeah. And so, what is God doing today? Do you have a bit of a team put together, and are you seeing some things come into place?
We are. We've got. Several show hosts out of the Treasure Coast area here, some of them from Christ Fellowship Church,
Okay. And
some others that are from other church down in West Palm area.
We've
connected with Randy Skinner, which you've had on here before.
Great. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Mm. So he works with us and doing some stuff. And Glenda Rambo, we've used her facilities there to film some
Excellent.
Of our episode. Yes.
So, great woman of God.
Yes. So we've made some great connections there. We have some hosts that are out of the Orlando area that our main show, which our network is based on, is called Hands and Feet of Jesus. And John Nicholas is our host of that show. And he's doing some amazing stuff, interviewing a lot of major Christian actors and people, pastors and different people like that. Been very influential in helping the network grow.
Excellent. Mm. So for someone that's listening today that is saying, I don't know anything about taking TV, how can they find you? What is the best way to connect? And you're talking about some of these different shows and opportunities, what they're going to find. How do they get there?
Okay, well, our website is Taken TV Network. TakenNetwork.tv is our website, and you can actually view the programming on the website. It'll actually connect you to the streaming channel. We can also be accessed through the Roku system at Taken TV. We can be accessed through Apple TV, through Amazon TV, Amazon Fire, and also through both mobile platforms, Apple and Android. So we have a lot of options for you to watch our programming.
Okay, excellent. That's fantastic. So where do you see the ministry down the road? What kind of growth, and what are you believing God for?
Well, we're believing God for a national network that reaches souls actually all across the United States and across actually the world. And we're believing that we're going to be a major producer of movies.
That's excellent.
What we're wanting, Christian movies, Christian TV shows.
Yep.
That's what we're looking at. We've actually got two films in development right now that we're working on. And interesting, well, one's a documentary, one's a film. And they both have won recognition and are up for awards at the Christian International Film Festival coming up in Orlando May 19th through the 22nd. And
fantastic.
Let's do a plug for them. Christian International Film Festival. Great event to go to. And especially if you're local here, it's only a 2-hour drive to Orlando. You meet a lot of, you see some of the greatest Christian movies being made. You meet some of the most awesome actors making these movies, meet these people. Just an awesome event. And again, it's May 19th through the 22nd in Orlando.
19th through the 22nd. Well, that's exciting. That's really exciting. And I mean, it's just great to know that God is touching people's hearts. God is raising people up to meet this need that is in our generation and to connect with the gospel in story form or however God puts it together, whether it's a documentary or whether, you know, it's another film. That's tremendous. Dave, give out our phone numbers here. This is Prayer and Share. You're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And we come to you two times a year normally. And during those times, we look to raise our listeners' support portion of our budget. And for the next 6 months, we're looking at $200,000. I'm jumping ahead of myself there. $200,000 for the next 6 months of operation. And so your gift today is very important. Some of you have already called, and we want to thank you for that. We do have mail that we're working our way through. And over this week and next week, we will be continuing to go through the mail. And we will be acknowledging every donation that has come in. And we thank you for that. If you put a prayer request in those envelopes, you will hear us pray over those on the air. We bring them to the air, and we ask our audience to join us in prayer. We've had some quite great testimonies come in from the impact of this ministry. And Barry, that's the thing, as you know, you're in media, and a picture paints a, you know, 1,000 words, and God can touch hearts through testimonies and stories, and it is so powerful. Actually, yesterday, or 2 days ago, we had, that would have been on Monday, we had a conversation with Samantha, and we're going to get to that in a moment as soon as David gives us phone numbers.
Okay, yes, here they are. 888-221-8990 is our toll-free. That's 888-221-8990. In the 772 area code, you can capture us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
Once again, we are talking with Taken and Laura. Taken. We're talking with Barry Barry and Laura from Taken TV.
There you go.
And
really
this,
connected you with the network.
Yeah, got you totally connected there. And we, this hour is sponsored by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. And we do have a matching funds challenge that is in place, $4,648. Every dollar that you give up to that amount will be matched up with our ministry partners, and we thank you so much for your support. We're going to go now to a pre-recorded testimony from Samantha that came in on Monday, and this is just part of what happens when you support Christian radio. And I have Samantha with me on the phone. We just shared a few moments ago of her donation, and also she may had made mention that WCNO, this was the station through which she dedicated her life to Jesus Christ. Samantha, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I can hear your voice. That's good. That's good and clear. So, Samantha, tell us, how did you come to Christ by listening to WCNO?
Well, I was a truck driver in 2005. And I kind of like got in an accident making a delivery out in the field. I was angry. I was upset. I was stressed. And I got in the truck and I started praying, asking God to to help me to deal with my temperament and being impatient. And at that time, I didn't know anything about WCNO, but I just turned on the radio. I didn't want to hear any type of worldly music, any type of negative nothing. And Adrian Rogers was on the radio, and he was talking about turning to God, and when you're going through things, and you can talk to him on a regular. You don't have to go to other people and other sources. You can directly talk to God. And I started praying in the car, in the truck, and God changed me. I think that following Sunday, I went to church, to a church that I didn't belong to, Trinity International, and I got baptized. I just went through the routine to follow the steps so I can get in line with God. Because I learned if you get in line with God and you give him something to bless you, he will bless it.
Amen. That is awesome. Yeah, we really have to surrender our lives to him so he has something to work with, right?
That's the best thing I ever did.
So
surrender.
Amen. Amen. That is awesome. So what do you like about WCNO? You say you mentioned you listen.
Yes, I listen every day. It's like everyday church. You know, when you don't have church on Sunday, you can turn to WCNO and just follow the program, follow the schedule you have. All the preachers and ministers that come on, Trevor Banks, George Meyer, Adrian Rogers, Charles Stanley, it's a routine. I have a spiritual exercise routine I go through.
That's awesome.
Yes.
If you come around here in Palm City, we're going to bring you in and stick you on a microphone and put you to work, girl.
That will be lovely.
We love hearing from you. Listen, what do you have to say to people out there today that are in the same place you were in? They're at a place of desperation, and they need some answers.
Well, first thing you have to do, you got to understand that God is God, and he exists, and he's above everything and everybody. And he's waiting for you to surrender to him, to come to him, ask him. You have to give up the things that are not good for you. You have to give up the people that are not good for you, and surround yourself around those who worship and believe and trust God, and apply yourself. Listen to the radio, study the word, get with a group of people that are studying the Bible, because at the end of the day, we all have to know who God is.
Amen.
I get that from WCNO every day. That's my church every day.
Amen. Well, Samantha, why don't you just pray for our listeners today? And you know how important this ministry is, for sure. And you understand, sir, that part of ministry, as any family, is paying its bills, and this is how that happens. But it really is about seeing lives changed and being an encouragement, because this is eternal. I mean, the stuff we do here, you know, whether we're driving a truck or whatever we're doing, it's kind of temporal. But we're talking about getting people ready to live forever with Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Lead
no
us in
problem.
Prayer.
I love it. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. I thank you for this radio station. I pray that those who are listening will open their hearts and their minds to this biblical radio station. And Lord, I ask that you save those who are in need, and bless those who can give to give and support this radio station. Touch the hearts of the children, young people today. They need guidance and direction, Father. You have all the power in your hands to restore and redeem us. In Jesus' name, I glorify you and praise you and honor you, and I thank you for WCNO. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, what kind of work are you doing now?
Security. I'm doing some of everything right now. I got a new job. I was blessed to, I know it was God behind it. It's changing my lifestyle, and it's allowing me to do extra things, feed the homeless on Saturdays on Flagler. Awesome. That's where I spend my money on stuff like that.
Awesome. Awesome.
Praise the Lord.
That is awesome. Mm. Well, our prayer is that God continues to pour out his greatest joy and blessing upon you and through you, and that you will check back in with us and let us know how you're doing. I kind of feel like I just met a sister today.
Amen.
Yes, sir, you did. I met a brother. All in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, you be blessed. Stay safe, and may the Lord use you more than ever before. And check back in with us, Samantha. We loved it. We love your story. Blessings.
Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
And that's what happens. And so, you know, when you're out here, you meet the family, Barry. You know,
we absolutely
get to find out there's a lot more of us. And you know, Laura's over there keeping everything organized, so everything's going to work okay for taking TV. But you know, God's going to be touching lives. You're going to end up having a lot of reports coming back in just like this. People sometimes will look at all of the different request for donations. You know, people will come, there's so many of them in the mail, there's so many good things you can give to. But I want to encourage you today to think about what God might have you do to reach people that you couldn't reach. And yet at the same time, while you're reaching other people, you too can be edified and built up. Christian radio is that kind of ministry. And you are able to tell exactly what we do. You hear us. We're on the radio. We're here day in and day out. And so when you tune in to 89.9, you are able to be a part of this outreach and of this ministry. And so Samantha's testimony, how she came to the Lord, moment of desperation. Barry, there's a lot of desperate people.
There are.
A lot of people are out. You know, the world is messed up.
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to share a testimony about impact of one of our shows.
Go ahead.
Jonathan, I'm sure you remember meeting Harvey Kosberg.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Harvey Kosberg has a show on our network called Revealing God's Blessings. And we did a show on the, well, let's just say a family. We won't give a name.
Yep.
We did a show on this family, and they gave testimony of how their daughter had received a certain vaccination back when she was 6 years old and had a severe reaction to this that lasted for another 6 years. And so she's 12 years old now, and she's had this severe reactions where it's been mood change and just a lot of really, really bad things had happened to her through this vaccination. Well, she was prayed for by Harvey at a meeting that they went to, and she felt a miraculous healing come on at the time. She even told her mom and dad that she was healed, and she has been. I mean, it was like a total night and day change in this little girl, you know, after six years. And but the uncle, I don't know if it was the brother or the mother or father or whatever, but an uncle actually saw the episode on the Taken Network, and he knew the situation with the little girl, how she was, and he knew it was a miracle, and he came to the Lord through that TV show.
Wow.
Through that TV show. Yeah, he came to the Lord through that TV show, which is amazing. Praise God. Yeah.
That is awesome.
So, yes, the Taken Network, we definitely need your support also. So, yes.
Absolutely. And this is why, you know, really we wanted you to come in today to talk about what God has called you to. Because God doesn't call us to anything that's going to be fruitless. God is a God of the harvest. And so when God gives you vision and God puts a vision in you that you go, wow, you know, it's going to take a lot to make that happen. And you may not even know what all the elements are to put it together. But if God calls you, God has a plan to do exactly what you just shared. Change lives. Here's a life that, you know, a relative that can document. They know exactly what happened. And I love it. I love to hear stories like that. Love to hear the documentation. And I love what God's called you guys to. And I like you both. I think your ministry is something that it's probably like that mustard seed. That is kind of in its early days of growth and development, though a lot has happened in a year.
Yes.
A lot has taken place in a year. And so to get a hold of Barry, to get a hold of Taken Network, if God's touching your heart, how would they do that?
Okay, well, my telephone number is 727-422-4374. Again, 727 422-4374. My email would be barry@takennetwork.tv.
There you go.
Takennetwork.tv. barry@takennetwork.tv.
And someone's going to say, could you say that a little slower? One more time. Okay.
I'll give you the phone number again. 727-422-4374. And the email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at Taken, T-A-K-E-N, network, that's N-E-T-W-O-R-K.tv.
Amen. And it is a great, great ministry. Now, for someone that wants to help, they're hearing what you're sharing today, what are your needs? What do you need?
Well, we need more programming. So, mm-hmm. I mean, if there's a pastor or a church or someone out there that would love to get their programming on air, we'd love to help them out with that.
Okay.
We are looking for volunteers to help us with certain projects.
Okay.
Maybe even interns that would like to help out in Learn to Film.
There you go.
So we're open to that, bringing people on, you know, to teach them how to do the business and, you know, learn about production, filming, movie making. Mm. So that's definitely a way we can help. But probably the most is financial. We definitely need some financial help. Our show, Hands and Feet of Jesus, that show is, think about Extreme Makeover. Mm. Think about that show a few years ago where... Now think about a Christian version of that. Think about Jesus walking into someone's house and helping them. Mm. Think about someone the church coming in and being the true hands and feet of Jesus. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to do. Mm. We want to find families in need that we can come into and minister to them. Not only their physical need, but their spiritual need. That's the real thing, their spiritual need. We want to come in, and if they don't know the Lord, we want to bring them to the Lord. If they've got someone that's suffering with an addiction problem, we want to get them the right help that they need. We want to get them into Celebrate Recovery or something like that that can help them. If they've got financial trouble, we want to introduce them to Financial Peace or something like that. Mm-hmm. Something that can help them, you know. And then we want to introduce them to a church, you know. If they're not in a church, we want to find a local church that they can become a part of.
That is, I just witnessed to that vision that God's given you. And I'm going to tell you that he had plans on having that vision realized in his time.
Praise
but
God.
He's going to give God. You the grace. He's going to give you the resources.
Amen.
I believe
praise
that.
God. Praise God. Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
It's so much more than just passing out a loaf of bread. It's, equipping people to be a baker or, you know, whatever God's called you to, but bringing people from a place of lostness to a place of identity and purpose and value and releasing them into their calling and, the open doors there. And, you know, it's there's so many different areas. And over the years, as different missionaries would come, different ministries would come into the congregation, and I would have someone come to me and say, Pastor, you know, we have bills here that we need to pay. Why do you keep bringing other people in? You know, how can we help all these people? But I have found that God addresses that in an amazing way. One individual, their heart is touched by one area of ministry, maybe two or three. But there will be some primary areas that God will touch their heart. And then someone else may come through and they'll be intercessors for that ministry. They'll stand with those individuals, but that's not the primary thing in their heart. And so the body of Christ is big enough. You may be listening today, and what Barry and Laura are saying may be really connecting with your heart. And you may say, you know what, this is something I can identify with. I really would like to be a part of this kind of ministry. And so that's why we're here today, to lift up Jesus, but also to lift up each other's arms, so together we can promote the kingdom. I mean, you know, the times are difficult, they're tough, but the darkness is so great that a little bit of light makes a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And when we all do Amen. Our part, it's huge.
Absolutely. It's huge. Yeah.
So I have a question for Barry. Okay. Did you do audio media stuff prior to this? Is that your background?
I want to get back to that. That was going to be my next question.
Okay, sorry, Jonathan.
Look at that. Look at that. She's, She's right on top of this.
She's
right on top of this. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a moment. But we're going to give the number out again because this is Prayer and Share. And we do have matching funds. And we are looking for you to make the call. And I know as long as you're listening to us talk, you're not making the call. So the number is 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. And we do have matching funds at this time. Give us a call and let us know what the Lord is putting on your heart today.
Hello, my name is Barry Alsterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on TakenTV.Lightcast.com.
Your presence, Lord, is life to me. It's water to my soul. Your Spirit, Lord, will ever be breath for these dry bones. Oh, I need to know, is that I'll never singing over me, you're singing over me. That's all I'll ever need, that's all I'll ever need. You're singing over me, you're singing over me. That's all I'll ever need, that's all I'll ever need.
And this is Wednesday Live Hour. We every Wednesday come to you, and we are so glad you are listening. You're listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And this week is week one of 2 weeks of prayer and share. This is when we come to you and make our requests known. This is the time we raise our listener share of support for our ministry. And that takes about $200,000 over a six-month period of time. So we thank you for listening and making your contributions today. We do have guests with us in the studio. We have Barry and Laura Asselbrook, and we're so glad they are with us. And Karen
you'll
had
get it
a
right
question.
Eventually. Yeah. I'm sorry. I had a trouble with it too. It's also Brooke.
It's also Brooke. Also Brooke. It's like two words.
Also Brooke.
Okay. Also Brooke.
First time you're here, and he mentioned Gary. You know that.
Taken.
Also Brooke. Yeah, and I was looking for. Okay. Well, I see him. Where's Brooke?
Also Brooke.
But no, it's a great name. Must be. What's the derivation? Is it like European?
Yes.
Yeah.
English.
English. Yeah. Which sounds like English. Yeah.
But we're talking about Taken TV.
You're right. Okay, we're back on track now.
The Also Brooks.
The Also Brooks.
Right. And Karen was just raising a question. How did you get into this? What's your background? And Karen, what else was on your mind there? That was my thought. What prepared you for this?
Yeah, my thought was, you know, is your background in media, in audio, and all of those components?
Not really. I mean, it's actually been in photography for about the last 30 years, still photography. I did do video production for my church back in the early 80s when I was in college. And then I picked up a still camera and didn't really pick up a movie camera for a while. And then I connected with a good friend of mine now, and he is an actor and doing production, and he says, you know, you should go take some classes. It might be something you would enjoy. So I went and took one class, and I said, wow, this is pretty cool. I took another class, and I said, wow, I'm gonna study this. So I spent, you know, I went to St. Pete College for 2 years and got a degree in production, and still never really did much with it. Just kind of knew the basics, but then when God gave me this vision of the network, it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Mm. But I did want to say the Taken stands for the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. So that's the actual name, the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network, and we just like to call it Taken.
I like that very much, very much. Well, we are looking forward to continuing as partners in ministry in the years to come and celebrating the milestones that God gives you, those levels of accomplishment. And what would you say the next point is that you're really aiming for today? The next peak that you're looking to get to. What's on your prayer list? What's in your faith journey where you're saying that's the next thing we're just really trusting God for?
To start production on the hands and feet of Jesus, the show,
okay, the
way
show
that
started.
We want it to be done. I mean, we have, I think, 7 or 8 episodes on the network. It's more like an interview show where Jonathan goes out and interviews people. And then on a few of these, they've been some pretty cool ministries that we've given actually awards to for outstanding ministry. We gave an outstanding ministry award to, the very first one was to Teen Challenge. And they were, it was awesome. So we did that, and we gave them an award for their ministry in Orlando. And then another exciting one that we did was for Cameron Arnett, the actor, and he's, you know, making a ton of Christian movies, but then also his ministry itself, just the ministry that him and his wife BJ have. We actually gave them an award for their ministry. And I mean, it brought tears to their eyes because they've had so many awards for their movies and for their acting and stuff like that, but they've never had an actual award for their ministry. So they love that.
Which is eternal.
Which is eternal. Absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Praise God.
Yeah. That is, that's awesome. Let's give the number and webpage, the address, all that ID stuff out again.
Okay. So my telephone number is 727-422-4374. Again, 727-422-4374. My email is barry@takennetwork.tv. Takennetwork.tv. You can see us on the web at takennetwork.tv. That's actually it, takennetwork.tv, and you can read about our shows and all on the website, and then you can just hit watch now, and that'll take you actually to the streaming channel. We can also be viewed on Amazon Fire Stick, Roku, Apple TV, Apple Mobile, Android Mobile, all those platforms.
Great. And you're just growing.
Thank you.
Amen. That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a little break here just for a second and see who else we can find in our...
Don't miss The Christian View, Hands and Feet of Jesus and Strategies for Life, now streaming on the Taken Network, available on 7 different streaming platforms. Find us on takentv.lightcast.com.
That sounded a lot like you, Lori.
I guess it is.
That sounded a lot like you. You do a great job.
You
incidentally,
do.
I'm glad that Karen provided those spots for us because you are on our station, and we just wanted to let people know that you know, you're for real. You're right here in the studio today. But when you hear their spots, God touches your heart. You know, it's a legitimate ministry. It's something that God so leads you can connect with.
Amen.
And so we thank God for you. Thank God for your life, your witness, your ministry, and for your grandbabies. And for what God has in the future for us. You know, these are great days of opportunity. So we look forward to just moving together as a team and building the team that God's calling together. So God bless. What else? Got a couple minutes here. Like you just to pray over, you know, our listening audience, and any closing thoughts as we're closing out.
Okay, well, praise God. Yes, I just encourage people to log on and watch some of the programming. Especially we've got stuff for people going through addictions and different things like that. We've got Real Strategies for Life, which is an incredible show that we have. Bloom Today. Those all deal with people struggling with addictions and different things like that, that I believe these shows could help them out. And then we have our podcasts. Several of our different shows are available on Apple Podcast and Google Podcast. So, yeah, you can actually listen to an audio version of most of our shows. But yes, let's pray.
Amen.
Lord God, thank you today for this time that you've given us here to be on the radio with all these fine people and with and being able to minister to all these listeners out here, Lord God. Lord God, we just ask you to touch them, Lord God, to help them support this station, Lord God, and this time, because this is a wonderful station, WNCO, Lord God. Just thank you for this station, Lord. Thank you for everything that they do for us and for the community, Lord God. Lord God, and just thank you for allowing Taken Network to be a part of this, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord God. We just ask you to bless everyone out there, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen. And next time you come in, are you going to sing us a little song, Laura? Are you She's looking at me with that look like,
what are you
talking about? I guess not. Guess not. Well, you keep doing what you're doing.
She does like music, though.
She does.
I'll tell you that.
She does.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a future in radio. I want you to know that.
Oh, wow. I never thought that would come about.
I mean, in your spare time.
Yeah, my spare time.
Well, at least hopefully both of you will plan WCNO as a part of your future so we can continue to lift up Christ together. So thanks for joining us today. Have an awesome rest of your day, and come back and see us real soon.
Amen. We will.
Well, we appreciate it, and we love you.